quite a desperate situation over here. You have over 9,000 people who have been trying to enter from Greece into Macedonia. The situation is moving, it seems, that towards a humanitarian crisis because people are living in the open, in the green fields, just next to the border, not enough shelter spaces, there are health issues, nutrition is a problem, quite a bleak and a desperate picture.
What are the conditions in the camp like?
It was not supposed to be a camp, it was a border crossing point. And because of the introduction of the border restrictions, people are stuck here. The pressure is building up in terms of frustrations of those people who are not allowed to move onward.
And there have been reports of tear gas being used on migrants, including children. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That has happened 2 days ago. Not anymore. Things seem to be calm, but there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of desperation.
You talk about frustration. Is the situation there becoming dangerous as a result because tempers are running high?
The pressure is certainly building up as more people arrive. It could lead to frustration and people are just not sure what's going to happen to them. But also pressure is building up on Greece as well as more people arrive. And Greece needs to be helped by the European Union in terms of dealing with this issue.
How can this happen in Europe?
Exactly. I mean, we are in Europe. Greece is in Europe, but there's no European solidarity. It seems that there's no responsibility sharing for now as well. And also a lot of countries have tried to shift responsibility rather than standing in solidarity with these frustrated people or with Greece. And it's very important that Europe comes together to help Greece to deal with this issue. But Greece cannot be left alone to deal with this. And the other issue is there needs to be more legal pathways for these people to come to Europe. We shouldn't be allowing these desperate people to be dying in the sea and then taking those risky boat journeys to arrive in Europe. There's a huge need for resettlement and there's a huge need of other ways, legal ways, where people can come into Europe so they are saved from the exploitation and abuse of the smugglers and the traffickers.